Like R Nico Reganey's out. He'll be out for the Cyhawk. Keegan Johnson's not at full health. A couple other guys are going to be out. And yeah. You want to know something, guys?
Tell me. Well,
Cyhawk is fucking next week.
That's why.
Yeah. It's next fucking week.
Next fucking week, dude.
It won't feel like it until after game day.
Yeah, it will feel like it on Labor Day. Once Sunday's over and the high of a win goes away, we're gonna be like, all right.
All right,
it's Cyhawk week, especially when you start. Yeah, especially when you start seeing it all over the place and whatnot, of like people like showcasing the Cyhawk stuff and businesses, and like you go to work and everybody plans the, oh, we're gonna have our Cyhawk, whatever, potluck day, and then yeah.
Hey, those are fun.
The best part about Cyhawk Day, though, is everybody wears their Iowa State, their Hawkeye gear. Nobody you work with knows anything about Iowa State or Iowa.
What do you mean?
It seems like, well, they're like, well, I like the Hawkeyes. I always have. Okay, well, what's their quarterback's name? I don't know. Okay, well, I.
And vice versa. Yeah.
Yeah. Same with Iowa State, though. Like, I don't know.
Well, that, see.
Isn't that the worst conversation, though?
Especially when we lose and the Iowa fans come in and they're like, hey, what happened on Saturday? I'm like, what's your quarterback's name? Didn't think so. Don't even talk to me.
No, what's worse than that is when a coworker who you know doesn't care about either team.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
The headline and your team knows that your team lost. They're like, oh, it's too bad about that game. It really seemed like they'll have a line, you know, and all you can do is say, yeah, we'll get them next time. And you really just want to tell them, fuck off. I do not want to talk to you about this right now. Like, I don't want anybody about it.
Well, hey, God, Kev. Hey, God. In 2014, you wanted to talk about it. In 2012, you wanted to talk about it.
In 2011, you wanted to talk about it too.
You're talking about the Iowa game. No, I'm just talking about when my team.
I'm not going to lie. I actually don't usually come back and talk shit.
No.
I'm be talking all the shit.
I really don't.
Speak for yourself.
What I was getting at was when Iowa State eventually loses a game and Joe Blow, the coworker who doesn't care about college sports at all, just knows that I happen to care about Iowa State and will try to make conversation. And and it's always just the, like, yeah, they didn't have what it took to beat Oklahoma State last Saturday, did they? I know I didn't watch the game, but I saw the score on the news. And what am I supposed to do with that? I don't know. I could vent about certain series.
You know what? Like that, you know what?
It'll gloss right over anyway. So why
are you want to know? You want to know how you handle it. You handle it the way that I handle it. And it might be a little bit annoying, but fuck it. If they come up to me and they say like, oh, I saw the game, yada, yada. I go, okay, let's go down this rabbit hole. And then I start explaining every little thing. And I can see that glaze just gloss over their eyes and just go. And I could see them going, oh, this was a fucking mistake talking to him about this. And then they never come back.
And maybe that's the difference. So up to this point, I've always just.
Don't entertain it.
They're just trying to make conversation with something that they know I care about. And I'm just trying to be nice and acknowledge that they're trying to make an effort. And at the end of the day, we're both not talking about something we want to talk about with each other. And here we are. But luckily, as of today, I haven't had to deal with that yet because Iowa State has not lost a single game yet this season.
There we go.
And they sure as hell aren't going to lose this Saturday.
I could think of so many scenarios for you just to get out of that conversation. Like, hey, I heard the Cyclones lost. Yeah, I hit my kid because of it. Oh.
I have a VHS coming to my house.
Yeah, just like, just you will never talk to them about that ever again.
I don't.
Please let the record, please don't let the hit record
show that I do not hit my children.
No, you don't. You don't. But my I don't wife, have any children.
When she earns it. Nay. Yeah, Allison would beat my ass.
I don't have any children to hit. Yeah.
You can hit me.
Yeah.
Going straight for the nuts.
Oh, I don't need that.
We'll see if it really hurt if I get bruised after that.
No.
Quick question before we get into this. Have you guys ever broken anything just from frustration?
No.
For sports.
I've tomahawked a remote control once.
Okay. do you remember what happened?
That cost $60.
Yeah, it was it was the end of, this was while I was still in like junior high or high school. And one of Dan McCartney's teams choked the Big 12 North at the end of the season against Missouri.
Yep.
And just tomahawked that thing right into the ground. And that's when I realized that destroying your own stuff just means that you have to buy your own replacement stuff.
Yeah, you have to buy a replacement.
That was the time that I've done that. But I've seen a buddy tomahawk an Xbox controller playing NCAA football before too.
Oh yeah, everybody's done that.
I've broken so many controllers from FIFA.
Yeah. You guys say everybody's done that. Me and Allison have not done that, but that's because we knew how much those things cost because we paid for those.
Oh yeah.
Not the buddy that busted one. No, he figured it out after the fact because he felt like an idiot.
Well, that was like a broke. Yeah. I was a broke college kid when I did it, so haven't done it since. But then I was like, "Oh shit, I gotta buy another one if I want to play FIFA." Oh boy,
yeah, because you went to that one retro place to get a controller off of Duck.
Oh, yeah.
I can't tell you how many Walmart brand controllers I've bought in my day just to play FIFA.
It's because that game is always on some bullshit. That's why.
That game is always on some bullshit. And you have some fucking 8-year-old chattering in your ear saying words that he should not be saying or anybody should be saying. And they still beat you 3-2 on some bullshit. Anyway. So, speaking of casual fans, I put out a tweet yesterday. That like, oh, the depth chart will surprise some people. That was geared towards casual fans because I've heard a lot of the same talking points. When you get into the depth chart a little bit here, I've heard a lot of the same talking points from people. Oh, I want to see this guy step up and this guy play and this. I want to see how this guy's doing. And then in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, well, they're probably not going to start. So I wouldn't get your hopes up. So I guess, for Kevin and Allison and well, everybody, have you guys seen the depth chart and what do you guys think of it? If you haven't, if you have,
I have.
Let me pull it up here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me pull it up here. So I guess I can talk about my big takeaways here real quick. Obviously Hunter Deckers is a starter.
Yeah.
Duh. We've known that for months. But the big thing that I took away was when you get to the running backs, obviously Jairo's the starter. People were talking about how there's no or next to his name, and that's kind of strange. I don't think it's strange. I think he was definitely going to be the starter this year.
Week one, absolutely.
Yeah, he's the guy. He's the dude. I like that he's 220 pounds. That's also great.
And then the rest of the herd is going to see minutes as well.
Yeah,
they're all being interviewed right now.
Yes. And what I would say is you get a lot of these ors, and you can take that one way, but trust me, there is a reason why they are ordered the way that they are. The guy at the top is definitely, he's kind of the second string, but they're still trying to figure it out. And he may not have won that position yet. The first one that I really like is I like seeing Eli Sanders in that second slot for running back. Obviously, there's oars with him and Cartavius Norton and Deion Silas. Deion Silas was hurt most of the spring, so he kind of took a little step back because he couldn't practice. But I love seeing Eli Sanders in that second slot, and I think we'll see him this weekend a lot. So, really, the only other things that I would talk about this depth chart is, one, there's a lot of freshmen on here. Will McLaughlin, Dominique Orange.
Demetrius Danley just came in and took it, huh?
So, let's talk about that. One of the things that really just fucking pissed me off last year was it seemed like our wide receivers could not separate.
Yeah.
It seemed like Purdy was always running around in the backfield trying to find somebody, and they just couldn't get open. And also, when they did get open, like, Darren Wilson, let's be honest, he dropped a lot of balls.
Yeah.
Right.
We can't have that. Demetrius Danley, if he comes in and he's fast as hell, if he runs good routes and catches it, he's a great wide receiver number three. So, yeah, he came in and took it. Really, there's – we could look this over up and down over again, but there's really nothing on here that's really a big surprise other than a lot of the freshmen that are on it, and you kind of like to see the order of things. What do you feel about the punter, Kev?
I don't know yet. Hang on. I'm scrolling in here. Gilbert or Perkins or so I'm a little disappointed that someone hasn't just taken it by the scruff of the neck and earned that position.
Mm-hmm.
Because that tells me that we're going to see a revolving door these first couple of weeks.
Fucking.
And so the sooner somebody can settle that down, the better for everybody so that we can all get into a rhythm and what have you. Maybe there isn't much to it in punting, but I feel like that's a head game like playing golf. And the last thing you need is to worry about whether or not you've earned your position on top of the regular rigors there.
I mean, let's be real here. Let's be real. We're not going to be punting very often this week.
No, not this week.
No. And then the next week is the one game that it matters. Yeah. This whole schedule. So this is why I wanted to bring this up. We better be praying to all that is holy, that whoever plays knows what the fuck he's doing.
Yes, please. Please know what the fuck you're doing, please.
Like, you don't even have to pound it a mile. You don't. Just don't kick it off the side of your foot.
Like, yeah.
And give me some air time so please. That the guys can actually get some get down there before they get to get
ahead. I mean,
if it amounts to a 35-yard punt, whatever. Like, so long as we can get down there, and if we're actually trying to pin an opponent deep, then you at least be accurate with your punt.
I mean,
any of these three guys do that. So somebody's got to come to
the. I mean, think about this. By the time we'll get into the game preview in a minute, but you could probably tell by our tone what's going to happen. These guys, each of these guys might punt once this week if they want to rotate and see how they do. By the time they're punting, it's not real game action. They have the crowd on their side. The first time where they actually have to fucking punt and it matters, they're going to be in fucking panic. And right. they're true freshmen.
Yeah.
Like, you have to punt to the special teams gods.
The only thing I'll say to that is that's just part of the gig. If you're a kicker, that is what it is.
Remember the last time, we don't have to name names, remember the last time we went to Kinnick? Couldn't kick it more than fucking 15 yards.
Oh my gosh.
First time punter couldn't kick it more than 15 fucking yards. That's what lost us the game. That's what loses us every game is the fucking punting. The 2019, 2021, 2018. There wasn't much punting in 2017. That was all tackle.
I'm trying real hard not to crucify that guy, but he didn't really put out any better performance the rest of his career either. So,
and we thank him for being a Cyclone. Absolutely.
It did not, there's no way he had a good time wearing that shirt. it did not pan out.
It did. I mean, I'm rooting for everybody to do well, and every time they step out there, I hope that they do well, because I don't want to root against anybody in the Cardinal and Gold.
No.
But to be honest, there's a reason why he was replaced.
Yeah.
Holy right. fuck.
Well, and yeah, there's just so much of a head game involved in kicking. And I think we're past the point of no return with that one. And who knows with these guys.
I just, maybe we can have like,
there are only 100 and something FBS programs in the entire country. Surely we've got one of the 140 something best kickers in the nation.
Uh-huh.
That's it. We're going to find out. Is he? I haven't done a single snap yet, so I'm not going to start worrying about my kicking unit yet. Pounder deep.
Mm-hmm. So,
Jalen Knoll or Stanley, and then Knoll or, well, kick return, Knoll and Sanders, they'll both be back there, but punt return, Knoll or Stanley, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, you know, I think it will be Knoll, but let's just get into the SEMO game.
Okay. I was worried about it when we were doing our initial thoughts on win losses and that sort of thing, but I think I was more worried about the good FCS teams that we've sometimes had to play, primarily you and I.
Oh, yeah.
The more I've been kind of, well, listening to other shows, reading a little bit, and struggling to find insights on anything, and then mainly looking at the box scores of some of their games from last season, this is going to be like the UNLV game easy. It probably worse than that.
Did you happen to see, so I sent to the Discord the highlights of the Mizzou game. And yeah, it is highlights, so you're going to see it.
No, I didn't see that.
It's a pretty long fucking video. The thing that I took away from that was when we played UNI last year, their line was competitive to ours. Mm-hmm. They had a first-round pick at left tackle. The rest of their offensive line was pretty decent. They also had a really good nose guard on their defensive line and some other pretty solid players. And we didn't show much last year. We ran the ball a lot.
Right.
This team that we're playing, they're terrible. They're absolutely terrible. Everybody's talking about this Geno Hess guy who, oh my gosh. Like, oh my gosh, this guy, he's a top 10 back in FBS or FCS, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Oh, and he's returning and this and that and the other thing. And I've even heard people say, oh, he could make an NFL camp. This guy's not going to make an NFL camp. No way. No way. I mean, maybe a camp. He's not making a practice squad. He's not doing anything.
If he did, though, one guy doesn't make an entire team.
Right.
Exactly. Their line's nothing. They're going to get pushed around. This is going to be a bloodbath. Everybody's talking about, oh my gosh, 38.5. Definitely take the under there, or take a SEMO or whatever. I don't know how the gambling works. What are you talking about?
What was it? Was Missouri up by 35? Were they up 35-0 at halftime?
They were up 35-0 in the first quarter.
It was something stupid. I mean, that SEMO didn't put up, I think they put up 7 points in the third quarter at some point, and then they put up 21 points in the fourth quarter. So you
can tell
that the depth chart has been circulated in by the second half.
This is what I have to say. If we're not winning 5 minutes into the game, we're fucked for this season.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what I said.
If we're not beating them 5 minutes into the game, 5 minutes like clock, game clock wise, we're fucked.
I won't say 5 minutes into the game.
We were beating South Dakota State 5 minutes into the game until that game got rained out.
Because I've just seen our staff kind of feel around teams a little bit in those first opening drives.
I mean, if they're going out there and playing football, they got to be bullying these dudes, and Jirel's got to show what he can do.
I'm just telling you that 5 minutes into the game isn't that much game time. If we go one drive where we don't put up points, there goes 5 minutes.
If we have our ones out there,
I'm just taking you literally
here, dude. I'm saying if we have our ones out there and we're not beating them 5 minutes into the game, I'm concerned, because this team is nowhere near our level. And if we can't be kicking them around, there's something wrong.
Yeah. Well,
there's something wrong.
When we win 38-7, I'll be interested to hear your thoughts on Cyclone Reaction Show.
Depends how.
About how we haven't put up a point until the sixth minute.
It depends if we're beating them 38-0, almost done with the second quarter, and then we just start putting in our twos. Then I'll be like, all right, well, the twos are mostly true freshmen, so they're trying to figure it all out.
Yeah.
But even then, I mean, you can't tell me that those guys can even guard Greg Gaines. So, this is my preview.
I think that's the beginning and the end of the preview. There isn't much to talk about.
We're gonna kill this team. There's really no way for me to analyze how this is gonna go down.
That's fine. That's how we should go.
This is what you should.
Whatever the heck those initials are, what are they?
Southeast Missouri State.
SEMO. The SEMO man.
Now on to the more important things. You guys saw that picture of the super dogs that we made the other night?
Yeah.
That tailgate food is going to be great.
Dude, I am. Oh,
hang on. Let me see this. I have not seen this.
Oh.
Oh, hello there. How you doing? Hello.
Yeah, we definitely got a good enough recreation of the super dog that's going to be hitting up the parking lot.
Don't tell everyone.
Yeah, man. Everybody ain't getting the hot dog, bro. I need to eat, but nah, not everybody. He ain't sharing with everybody.
Well, I just thought I'd let the crowd know that the super dog is back and alive.
The super dog back and alive.
Why would you let the crowd know?
Well, they don't know where I sit. Well, they know where I sit. They don't know where we park. You'll smell it.
Anyway, you know what? I just can't wait to get in that stadium. Walk. Well, I'm walking across that bridge. That's the funny thing. Every single damn person in this whole fucking fan base is gonna walk through that bridge the first time. No, you know?
Jesse,
oh my gosh.
The entirety of the 65,000 fans.
The entirety of the 65,000 fans are going to walk across that bridge to get into the game because they're like, I want to walk across the bridge to get in the game.
Yeah, I really
and it's going to be so fucking packed.
It'll be the second quarter before anybody gets in those seats.
It better not be. I might just go walk across it early in the morning just so that I can – say that I did it. Just say that I did it. And then I'll be like, all right, I'll just go walk in the normal way. But man, I can't wait. I can't wait for Saturday. So anyway, Tyler.
Bring it down.
Tyler, bring up those games. We need to talk about some games. We need to make some picks.
There's one on Thursday, isn't there?
There is one on Thursday that I'm
Was that West Virginia on Thursday?
That is West Virginia versus Pitt, and that will probably be the first one that we talk about. Giving me that game where they fucking hate each other. I mean,
I'm excited about that one. That's actually kind of be pretty fun.
Imagine if we didn't play Iowa for like 5 years or however long it is. I don't know how long they haven't played each other.
Might even a season opener on a Thursday.
A season opener on the Thursday when you play playing Iowa, you haven't played them in like 10 years. And knowing their fan base, those West Virginia fans are crazy. Because they're from West Virginia.
My guess is that all the employers in that state, instead of giving their staff Monday off, they probably just gave them Friday off.
I think that plenty of employers or the employees themselves asked for it. I mean, yeah, absolutely. That's a huge day. They haven't played this game in years. I think Pitt's going to win. Hyping up all the West Virginia fans, whatever. I think Pitt's going to win. It's at Pitt. I think Pitt's going to win.
They're going to win.
Who do you have, Tyler?
I got Pitt.
You got Pitt? What about you, Kevin?
I'm just going to blindly go with West Virginia because it sounds like more fun.
Okay.
I don't know. They've got a new quarterback, right?
They do have a new quarterback. So does Pitt. That's the interesting thing about this.
So the Mountain has got a good one, and Pitt's quarterback's not going to have his feet wet.
So Pitt and West Virginia both have USC transfers.
The retreads.
Now they're not necessarily retreads. See, that's the funny thing.
They're not Oklahoma talent, though.
Pitt, West Virginia, and Ole Miss all have USC transfers.
That's fucking nuts.
So, Tyler, give us our second game.
All right. So, our second game we got is Oregon and Georgia in Atlanta. So, this is basically a home game for Georgia.
This is a fucking Georgia by a landslide.
Yeah. I said Georgia by a landslide.
Yeah. I won't ever pick Oregon against anyone with a pulse after seeing that Fiesta Bowl. So Georgia.
Well, they beat Ohio State last year.
I didn't see it.
Well, yes, you did. I was standing right next to you.
Oh, were you? I don't remember it.
Yeah, dude, we were watching. Yeah, at the tailgate.
I don't remember that.
Anyway.
Iowa State's like, they've been elite a few times, but the other times it's like your conference really isn't that like glorious.
What are you talking? Okay, hang on.
You're not even winning by that much, so Don't know what to tell you.
You're talking about the Big Ten?
Yeah.
I tend to disagree with that. I think that the Big Ten is probably the second best conference with Michigan, Michigan State, Penn State, and Wisconsin. You can throw Wisconsin in there.
Yeah, you can throw Wisconsin in there. As much as I hate to say, you can probably throw Iowa in there too.
No, you don't need to say that.
You don't need to say that.
you know what? I did. But anyways, well, a fun fact about this Georgia and Oregon game is that this Georgia defense faced Bo Nix last year. Why? Because Bo Nix played at Auburn, and then he transferred to Oregon. So they're playing him again.
Oh, he did, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of funny.
Bo Nix is trash.
Nix is horrible.
Give us another game, Tyler. Give us another game.
All right, this is one that we've been discussing in the Discord a lot. We got Utah and Florida.
Utah and Florida. That's at the Swamp, correct?
It's at the Swamp. Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna go. This is tough, man.
It's going to be a tough one because Utah plays very physical. I just don't know if they've been to an atmosphere like this, though. Like, this is different than any other, than like Outson or Pullman or anywhere else that has like rabid fans. But like Florida fans are a different level.
So. See, the tough thing with me to pick this game is Utah has their quarterback back, and he was pretty good last year. And they have their running back back, and he was really good last year. I have no idea. I probably give Florida the edge just because they're at home, and that's a crazy environment. And I don't know if Utah's ready, but yeah. I this one I wouldn't bet on. I have no clue. I don't know. What about you, Kevin?
My SEC hatred goes deep enough that I'm going to go against Tyler's second favorite team.
You're going to go with Utah?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that because they're Big 12 adjacent so far? Or kind of?
They're playing hard to get, but they'll come around.
They'll come around. Yeah, they ain't going to the Big 10. Come on. But
they'll go to the Mountain West before they go to the Big 10.
We'll go dominate the Mountain West again.
Yeah, right.
Tyler.
Well, so I got Florida in this one, of course.
You have to.
I have to. But I just think that they might be able to make a few plays offensively. I know the Utah defense is pretty good, but like if they can get some plays started early, this would be a great win for them. To get the Billy Napier era started.
Yeah, so give us the other game.
All right, so the other game that we have is future Big 12 member Cincinnati. They're on the road at Arkansas.
Give me Arkansas.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Arkansas as well.
I just had no explanation other than they're probably the more physical team. And Cincinnati lost everybody. And they're at home.
Yep.
Arkansas is at home.
I think I'd rather see Arkansas win than Cincinnati.
Yeah, fuck them. Anyway. Yeah. All right, Tyler, you're missing one. Give us one at 11 o'clock.
Oh, the one at 11 o'clock?
Yeah, give us one at 11 o'clock.
All right. Well, I'll give you an 11 o'clock game. Like, one, is it like a certain one I'm missing? Or
is a specific one. You'll know when you see it. You'll know when you see it.
This, you're talking about Colorado State and Michigan?
No, God almighty. Tyler, come on. It's the damn Iowa Hawkeyes versus South Dakota State.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, people. Yes. We got the Iowa Hawkeyes and the SDSU Jackrabbits. Now fun
I
fact, remember.
About this game. I have a question about this game. Do we want South Dakota State to win this game?
Yes.
Yes. I don't care. Well,
hang on. Does it help the Cyclones if Iowa just goes in and beats them and kind of just whatever? Or how did which result benefits Iowa State the most? Or does it even matter?
Oh, well, Iowa winning and then Iowa State beating a 1-0 Iowa is better than them losing to South Dakota State.
I'm not necessarily looking at the records and trying to figure out, okay, how do we get ranked? I'm just looking at the matchup of Iowa and Iowa State. What result the week before do we want Iowa to come in with?
Yeah, it's probably better if they come in with a win. Like,
or are they going to come in desperate and hope and like know that they need to get a win and make bad decisions? Man, I don't know.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I mean, I think Iowa's going to win this game because it's definitely not going to be because of their offense. The defense I can see probably making like at probably forcing at least two or three turnovers. And I think Riley Moss is going to get a pick six in this game.
Of course he fucking is.
As much as I want to pick South Dakota State, I was
going to pick South Dakota State. I want to pick South Dakota State so bad. So bad. But, you know, it's going to be one of those – it's going to be one of those bullshit close Iowa wins that they win 13-10 at the end.
Yep.
And you just go, well, that was very uneventful, but whatever. Anyway, what about you, Kevin? What do you think about this game? Boring-ass game.
I was probably going to squeak one by without probably throwing a single ball more than 15 yards.
Well, let's remember, y'all. I mean, they did lose to North Dakota State in 2016. So, hey, they could lose.
All right, man, I'm hoping. I'm hoping like that.
They lose, but, like, man.
Yeah, it'd be fun and all.
I'm hoping like heck that they lose, but give us another game. Give us a few more games.
Another marquee game and then another one after that. Not sure. Marquee, but it's a fun game. So the marquee game on Saturday is going to be Ohio State and Notre Dame.
Yeah.
This is at the Horseshoe, and for people that care about betting, the line was set at 17.5
for Ohio State. Is this at the Horseshoe or is it a new
game? This is at the Horseshoe.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, this is gonna be Ohio State.
Well, if they're everything that I'm being told they are, it should be.
I mean, they got three Heisman watch list people or whatever you call them. I really think that this is gonna be closer than I'm making it sound, but it's gonna be one of those games where you just watch and you go, yeah. Ohio State only won by 14, but it wasn't even close.
Right.
Yeah. It's one of those. So, I don't know. What do you think, Tyler?
I actually think that they're going to cover in this game. I think it's going to be close going into the fourth quarter, and then Ohio State's going to pull away.
Okay.
You know, what about you, Kevin? All these dumb games that you guys are talking about.
Yeah.
One that I'm way more interested in, and I know it's going to be a lesser product. Friday night.
Hello.
Boulder, Colorado, bringing in the TCU Horned Frogs.
Ooh.
Give me back my old Big 12.
Boulder, Colorado. See, I can't.
It's going to be sloppy, but that's all right. I can pretend that Colorado's back with the old group.
I'm about to get a fucking tear in my eye, man. College football, like you could the college football on Saturday was bullshit. Okay, like that was real college football. You have Scott Frost doing whatever he does, and I know everybody who's listening to this podcast right now is thinking, "Oh my gosh, they talk about that onside kick again, I'm going to lose my shit because I've listened to it on every single podcast right now. Well, listen, nobody has anything to talk about. We've been talking about the season for weeks. We're trying to come up with content, guys. Leave me alone. But like those games, I was like, okay, that was fun. That held me over for a little bit. But I don't really care about North Carolina beating Florida A&M. That doesn't move it for me or whatever.
But this game here, I am totally cheering for Colorado.
Oh man, Buff Daddy all the way.
Buff Daddy.
But
show me what you can do.
I have TCU winning one game this year. I think they're going to be pretty bad. But I'm like getting a tear in my eye just thinking about like coming home on Thursday, turning the TV on, and there's football, and not only like okay football, there's the backyard brawl, and there's the rematch in Oklahoma. In Stillwater. Like
that's gonna be fun.
Penn State and Purdue's on Thursday night too.
Yep. Big Ten game.
Purdue. Oh man.
Doesn't Indiana play their stupid ass?
Illinois on Friday. Yeah, Indiana plays Illinois on Friday.
Oh yeah, I completely missed that back in the Cliff Notes here.
Those stupid fucking teams.
We're going to play on Friday.
Indiana, man. It's the basketball season yet.
Right.
But, man, I'm seriously getting a tear in my eye just thinking about it. It's almost here.
We've waited for this for how long now?
And it kind of stinks that the first game of the year is against the cupcake, but look, then when you think about it, you're like, I'll take the cupcake.
We need them as soft as we come rolling out in week one. Something I can shovel in.
We're Mike Tyson. We got Evander Holyfield the next week, but we got to kick the shit out of a scrawny dude.
We need a fucking warm up, bro.
Just teach him. Just the match before. Just build our confidence by kicking the shit out of somebody.
Right.
And I would for the end of eternity. I'd love to bring Simo in and just make an example of him. Just rough him up. And anyway, I'm excited, guys. That's really all I have. Do you have anything else?
No, I don't. I'm just ready to get in that parking lot and get this.
I'm sick of just talking about, okay, what do you guys think this season will be like?
Right. Now we're going to actually be able to break stuff down, and I'm excited.
We're going to be actually able to talk about real football.
Let's fucking go.
And from this point on, from now until April, we have college sports.
Yes, sir.
That we can give a shit about.
Yep.
Because we can't. We don't have baseball. Anyway. All right, guys. Thanks for coming on. And as always, go Cyclones.
Go Cyclones. See you everybody on Saturday.